You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How I long for my home in Montana. I am tired of the highways that I roam. Oh, the great golden west is the land that
you're listening to Percept Management. I'm your host, Keith Rogers, here at Western Montana, and today is October the 13th, 2019. Every time I hear that song, I'm so blessed to be out here in Montana. Y'all city folk got a problem. Anyway, welcome to the show tonight, all the listeners out there in your app mode or your HTML mode or anywhere else. With special notes here tonight, to win, you must always go backwards. We must go back to the roots of our republic. Let us restore the Bill of Rights. Draw off those laws of our Constitution. We don't need special friends. We need what this country once stood for. Morality is one. Anyway, my title of tonight's show will cover more about this free trade and also this corporate treason, so I hope you. I'll be covering some old news, which ties up with new news, and I hope that you see where I'm going on this scene. But anyway, it's a continuation of the actual labor struggles of people everywhere, where big corporations have controlled everything and for decades, and this includes every single person that you elect, or I could say appoint through a vote fraud, you know. As Americans, when you hear the phrase national security interests, oh yeah, now you tell me, CFR. Anyway, whenever you hear that term national security interest, you should know that whatever is being done thousands of miles away by other countries who are generally seeking their own forms of democracy, freedoms, and their independence isn't a matter for the U.S. as a people. Because here Americans also try to do the same, which is always met with opposition, just as those countries and their people are facing. And this would entitle the union busting, the making sure that there's no labor reforms, no wage increases. I mean, this is worldwide, and this is more of this multinational corporatism. So with that, I'm going to have Kenneth play a video here, which takes us back to Lou Dobbs, where he talks about NAFTA. And this is important tonight with his these trade agreements. And this is a 4 minute 30 second video here. So just listen to the exchange of what they're trying to sell you. So go ahead, Kenneth. Clip number one, please.
Trucks from Mexico could soon have unlimited access to American highways under a new NAFTA-related program driven by the Bush administration. Critics say that that plan would make our roads more dangerous and further open our already porous borders to more drug smuggling, illegal aliens, and possibly terrorists. And as Casey Wyan now reports, American truckers say it may cost them as well their livelihoods.
More Mexican trucks will soon be allowed unrestricted access to U.S. highways under a program required by the North American Free Trade Agreement. Teamsters gathered at the San Diego Commercial Truck Crossing to protest a decision they say endangers American lives and jobs.
The president has allowed cross-border trucking in America, and the Teamsters Union are here to show Americans that we are against these truck drivers coming on American highways.
Currently, Mexican trucking companies not operating in the United States before 1982 are prohibited from carrying cargo beyond a 25-mile border crossing zone. The Bush administration's one-year pilot program will open up all U.S. highways to as many as 100 additional Mexican trucking companies.
The long-term dream here is that someday all the trucks in America will be driven by people who work for less than the minimum wage in the United States of America and be exempt from it because they would be Mexican truck drivers based in Mexico and paid under Mexican law.
Critics say Mexican trucks and their drivers are not required to meet the same safety, work rule, or drug testing standards demanded of American trucking companies.
Mexican driver could be on the road for 10 hours.
Hey, everybody.
For coming
hey,
to
John.
The border and then be allowed to drive another 10 hours in the United States.
Congress has passed legislation that has slowed but failed to stop the Mexican truck program.
Democrats and Republicans are united in protecting America's highways. Only the White House seems out of the loop here.
The Transportation Department referred us to a former Bush administration official who helped negotiate the Mexican truck deal.
This really isn't about Mexican trucks. This is about the perceived threat to union jobs. This is about the perceived threat to national security. And this is about people that have been opposed to NAFTA all along. The Bush administration is simply trying to live up to its international obligations.
The program will not begin until the Transportation Department corrects any safety problems detailed in a soon-to-be-released report from its inspector general. Now, one interesting side note to that Teamsters protest at the border. According to other protesters who were there, union members were passing out flyers to Mexican truck drivers in an attempt to organize them. An international Teamsters spokeswoman says it has no plans to organize Mexican truck drivers, but it says one of its locals could be, Lou.
This is almost completely, utterly surreal. The very idea that the Bush administration, the Department of Transportation, is referring us as journalists to a former Bush official who negotiated the deal, which is the subject of just basically a Department of Transportation directive. It has no basis in the agreement itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was very curious that the Department of Transportation didn't put out someone who was currently employed by the Department of Transportation to defend this pilot program, but they didn't.
Well, I love the spokesman saying, Casey, perceived threats to national security, perceived loss of jobs, perceived safety standards without any. I mean, this is just Alice in Wonderland time, and it is remarkable. If this Congress sits still for this, you can just simply put a tail on that particular donkey, not to overwork the metaphor, and I didn't mean the double entendre and symbolism there, but I mean there at some point somebody besides corporate America has got to start making policy in this country. And this administration certainly doesn't seem to have any interest in denying the corporatists their due. Thank you very much, Casey. Casey Wyand from Los Angeles. That brings us to the subject of our poll tonight. Do you believe the Bush administration is ignoring the will of Congress and the American people by allowing Mexican trucks to travel freely in the United States? Yes? No? Please cast your vote at LouDobbs.com. Trucks from
that's good. So here we see the you kill it. Yeah. So here we see the usual blame game. What Congress is in action and the president is pushing policies. They can't make it up. And yet we all know, as Lou Dobbs just mentioned, the corporate side. It's what corporate America wants. And so this is important. Just as President Trump makes those deals through trade. Remember, even before he went to China, he met with all those corporate CEOs before he went over there. And then, of course, comes all the sanctions and tariffs. The corporations just do the opposite of what Donald J. Trump is, or his administration does. And I will mention that here in a second here. But as a disclaimer, I don't support any politician, as they're all investors in the same shell game. Remember, they, through their lobbyists, tell them what laws to create, and being a now insider to those laws, they now invest in those firms that will be at the top to receive those benefits. And so, you know, who's profiting from all these? And that's why you can look up the net income value or worth of a certain politician, oh, say like Nancy Pelosi, and see how they've got tens and tens of millions of dollars and stuff. You don't make that on $174,000 a year salary, especially for only working 130 to 180 days a year. Remember also, as Trump makes deals with, say, Mexico, that those same U.S. corporations are then moving those jobs from Mexico now to China. And I brought that out last week here in that article from The Hill. But this would also include even going to war on a country that has the needed minerals to be stolen that will be mined by slave labor in those countries so that their products can be on the world, i.e. for copper, you know, for wires, whatever like that. But in return, they also get these tax breaks and also give their CEOs millions of dollars in bonus pay after firing those American workers. And as I mentioned there last Sunday, Ford was moving its production to China. And this is after this whole deal, this is dated 2019, this whole deal about Ford was going to bring back jobs from Mexico. And in fact, they didn't. They just moved them from Mexico to China. Now, this is where your Congress and your president, instead of stopping this, have allowed that. I have a second clip here, and this is what gets me. This is like listening to a video from Bill O'Reilly. You know, whenever you cite something, they call you a tinfoil hat wearer or something. But Lou Dobbs is confronted by a journalist, or assumed journalist, and he's caught off guard. And, of course, this deals with entitlements, because remember, the people are the last to be worried about. It's always the corporation. So, with that, I have a 2 minute, 58 second video here, and I'll show you how contradictory Lou Dobbs is on his own self. So, Kenneth, please, clip two.
Should the government redistribute its citizens' wealth?
No. Did I pass?
Is Medicaid redistribution of wealth?
Is Medicaid redistribution of wealth? No, it's an entitlement program, the effect of which is a redistribution of wealth, but the point of fact is, taxation itself in any form is a redistribution of wealth.
Oh, so are you against all taxation then? Because you said you were against redistribution of wealth.
I know. What I said to you is there's a distinction between entitlement programs and the purpose of other programs, which is to redistribute wealth. What is your point? I don't understand.
Well,
when you start an interview, you should always identify clearly yourself. The fact that you're asking for an interview.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, Jan,
no,
I'm Jan Helfer with the bottom line.
You didn't ask me for an interview at any time, did you?
No,
you didn't. It's unprofessional. And I have to tell you, with that, we conclude the conversation.
I
appreciate your thought.
I asked you if you could tell us what you thought about redistribution.
Where do you presume to start talking to someone and reporting them without being notified?
I think I said...
Don't you find that dishonest?
No,
don't you find that dishonest? Would you tolerate that from other people?
I did tell you.
So you should be respectful of other people's rights, because that's first and foremost necessary under our system of government.
You seem perfectly happy to answer the question.
I'm a perfectly happy fellow. I am not pleased. I'm not pleased with your conduct.
What's the follow-up question? The follow-up questions are the ones that bothered you.
No, it's the whole thing. When I realized you were interviewing me.
Oh, you didn't think I was interviewing you?
Do you just repeat things, or do you have an original thought you'd like to share with your audience? Let's hear an original thought.
Well,
I'd like to hear you.
I was wanting to know if you were against Medicaid. Because
I'm not against Medicaid.
Okay, but it is redistribution of wealth. So
I said any form of taxation, of course, is a redistribution of wealth.
Well, some taxation provides a service to the taxpayer.
No, that's a difference. That's a difference.
And
redistribution of wealth in any form is necessarily a transfer of money from one citizen to another.
But isn't there a difference between taxing...
No, the issue, you're trying to get to is the service rendered by government and its use of that money appropriate, and do you agree with that? And the fact of the matter is, I believe we should take care of those who are infirm, who are in desperate need, and I believe further that taxation should be limited. The government itself should be limited.
So it is.
So what is your point of view? Do you have a point of view? Or
yeah,
do you just
I think I agree with your first statement, which redistribution of wealth is wrong.
So what? I mean, at the end of that, what?
Then we shouldn't have Medicaid.
I'm outstanding.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
All right. That is known by other journalists as ambushism, but notice whenever you try to confront people, they don't like to have that. Now, I have another clip coming up here, but what's important to realize here is, as even mentioned here, and oh, by the way, you can join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement@chattango.com. And call lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. But anyway, the issue behind here is these so-called free trade deals. I liked how he mentioned Bush, because if you remember Bush's Clean Air and Water Act, they were anything but clean air and clean water. Just as we see today with President Trump, was it 83 of the different EPA regulations they've shuttered? And this is so big corporations can go down into these foreign countries, poison their land and everything with toxic chemicals, poison their people, and there's no cleanup. Leave it to that country to worry about the deaths and whatever of their people. So this next video is only 2 minutes and 8 seconds here, but this is from Max Kaiser. Remember where Max Kaiser came for, but I should warn you, though, he's on RT, and it's fully or solely supported by Russia. You know, but anyway, here's Max Kaiser, clip three, Ken.
As F. Scott Fitzgerald might have said, free trade agreements are a racket, like the movies and the brokerage business. You cannot be honest without admitting that its constructive contribution to humanity is exactly minus zero. Stacey.
Yes, and the reason why it's a racket, I might add, is because it's they're all about enforcing a racket, a global mafia racket of these corporations who take and give nothing back. Now, the racket is evident in this first headline, Central America crisis belies CAFTA's empty promises. So first I'm going to read you a quote from July 27th, 2005, one day before Congress passed CAFTA, and this is by Representative Tom Davis. He said, quote, "The Central America Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA, is the best immigration, anti-gang, and anti-drug policy at our disposal."
Right, that's complete nonsense. So these trade deals, you know, going back to NAFTA, remember NAFTA was going to somehow enrich Mexico and do great things for trade. All it did was increase the drug trade. It increased the amount of guns going into Mexico, turns Mexico into a narco state, and increased violence exponentially. CAFTA, same thing, Central America. It's a complete boondoggle. All it does is increase lopsidedness in the global economy. All these big trade deals are meant to increase lopsidedness. TTIP, another global trade deal, all it will do is increase wealth and income gap. Look, capitalism is great if there's competition, but these trade deals dissuade competition. They're eliminating competition. They're anti-competition, anti-free market. They're pro-cartel, pro-wealth concentration, pro-oligopoly, pro-monopoly, pro-duopoly.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So there's Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert there talking about the lies, basically, of what NAFTA, all these different these acronyms they use for things. We'll get into this new one here, which Donald Trump has branded the USMCA. The USMC makes it sound more military, of course, you know, like the Golden Marine, you know, but they added the A in there for Canada. But anyway, as I mentioned, though, the own media also sells wars to the public. And this is like banging on the same subject of, say, Iran, for example, that Iran has radical Islamic leaders. That as opposed to say that Americans who have leaders that are radical evangelical alleged Christians, and their pastors like Pastor Hagee, who advocate bombing Iran, or Pat Robertson, that advocate using a drone to kill Maduro in Venezuela. And of course, these lies of free trade is one of the biggest hoaxes played upon the people of the world. Corporations must be free to operate, and if not, a country that is targeted will be destroyed. And this is like looking at Venezuela right now. Do you see Venezuela having armed incursion? Is there anything that Venezuela is doing to America? No. This all has to deal with those countries down there that Venezuela was buying up the IMF debt from, Argentina being one. And getting those people out from under that cabal system of the IMF World Bank, we call it the Federal Reserve here. But They want their independence, and you cannot break away. And why is that? Is because of the U.S. trade market. Many of the stuff that you find in your store is not grown here in America. The climates are wrong, seasons are wrong, locally here, up at our one store about 15 miles from here, where I usually buy groceries just to support the mom and pop's side of it, all the produce that's there all says product of Mexico, and that you have to look at their growing season down there. And of course, this is all worked by slave labor, or by those from United Fruit Corporation down there in Latin America, these banana republics, we've heard so much about it. And this is what's important to realize. These trade agreements only benefit the corporations, who in turn will turn around with any tariffs that are applied and just charge that off to a price increase, or it's labeled as inflation in some areas. So with that, I have my final clip here. It's Donald Trump talking about free trade, and how he talks about it needs to be fair. And again, I'll have him, Kenneth, play that, and then I'll comment more about that. Phone lines are open again.
We cannot have free
and
open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal, because in the end, unfair trade undermines us all. The United States will no longer turn a blind eye to unfair economic practices, including massive intellectual property theft, industrial subsidies, and pervasive state-led economic planning. These and other predatory behaviors are distorting the global markets and harming businesses and workers, not just in the U.S., but around the globe. Just like we expect the leaders of other countries to protect their interests, as president, the United States, I will always protect the interests of our country, our companies, and our workers.
Okay. So, if you caught the language of that, this is like listening to John Perkins, who you can watch his videos called The Economic Hitman. He explained how it's all done. The media just has to sell you all those illegal wars on those other countries as spreading democracy, freedoms, and, of course, our way of life. And as it's not a free country if McDonald's can't freely operate. And remember, McDonald's, who buys cattle from Latin America, not from American farmers or ranchers, they have special operations in these foreign countries, and they get the slaves to raise these cattle at the cheapest price they can. And I know it's a hamburger for 59 cents or so, whatever they charge. I don't know. I don't eat there. But anyway, so as noted by President Trump in that short clip, it all sounds great until you break down the tariffs costs, the sanctions for not doing business or doing it the wrong way, and, of course, the introduction of GMO-type crops that, in order to get these World Bank or IMF loans sanctioned by the United States, sanctioned as in the good part this time, the country has to be willing to do business with the U.S. the way the U.S. wants to be to have a business done. If not, you get those like President Duterte down there in the Philippines said that all these loans and stuff would come with strings. And they won't be granted unless you accept these, genetically modified crops and stuff. And I think of Russia, how its grain harvests have been so high. And remember that Russia is completely GMO-free. But this is what they want to do. And, of course, with the GMO crops come the pesticides from Monsanto and everything like that. And whether it's carcinogen or what like that causes cancer, who cares? I was having a talk with Steve here the other day, about 2 or 3 days ago, about one of the videos I was watching here, which was highlighting the fact of these the outbreaks of E. coli, and usually they target certain things like broccoli, lettuce, and stuff. But the video was about the workers themselves were printing. because they couldn't get these porta potties or anything like that into the fields. And so where were they taking or relieving themselves? On the lettuce, on the broccoli and stuff. And this is how diseases spread. It's because corporations don't want to put the money in to do anything for the worker. Back to this USMCA. This is how the mob or cartel works. And believe me, it took me 4 hours to find the full PDF on that new trade agreement known as the USMCA. And if you're able to research it, you'll see that the agreement is so, so secretive. Nearly every item listed is so cloaked as to what the people have access to, that's you and I, but not the lawyers. I mean, even they're having a problem understanding it, because what it does is in this free trade, it bars access under proprietary rights of what a country has as far as its own internal secrets. And this is why we see different areas of like these, say, heart medication, you know, for blood pressure, and then the massive recalls. Where's the liability on that? Well, there's a lot of trade secrets in here. And, of course, a lot of these chemicals and stuff that are being used, well, they don't have to actually claim a lot of stuff in their product. They just have to sell a product and say, well, you know, I love how these medical reports always go, especially if you do watch TV. I catch a commercial every once in a while where it says this product, whatever it is, has been known, may help, and could bring relief. There's never a for surety. And then when you look at vitamins, you know, you can't say anything about vitamins there. The FDA won't allow you to do that. Like, it's not a cure for anything like that. I think Noam Chomsky made a comment once about McDonald's. He says where McDonald's and McDonnell Douglas, that shows you what's going on. The two kind of interwork together. One's a bomber, and then you have your bombs from that, and then of course then you have all these corporations open for business. Actually, I have one more clip here. I forgot about it. But anyway, the interesting portion here is how they do or wage business is through war. And this is what's saddening, because America, with its coalition partners who work through massive sanctions on others, weren't afraid to allow 500,000 Iraqi children to die through starvation. They aren't they have no moral conscience whatsoever about what they're doing to the Yemen people of Yemen over there. And just like this recent Iranian oil tanker that was hit. Had that been a Saudi oil tanker, they would have been screaming like mad. It was an Iranian one hit by a couple rockets or missiles like that fired from the shoreline. But, I mean, this shows no PR work. But see, if we do it, our crap doesn't stink. That's how the government looks at it, you know. But if someone else does it, oh my, you know, this is a call to arms, you know. So this gets into what I see today with the advent of this. And I have photo clips, which you can go through Google Imager, and it will tell you when the photo existed and everything like that. It's a clip in Hebrew in 1984 where it says that Iran was 3 days away from actually sealing the production of their nuclear bombs. And now everyone knows that Iran has made a statement that they will never use nukes like that. But they will, as I've mentioned, because Iran has the third leading cause of death is cancer, continually work on their reactor to enrich uranium up to that point, in which before, if you remember, Brazil and Turkey penned a deal to do that so that it did not violate the JLPCA or P5+1 agreement. And of course that was turned down by the U.S. And remember, the U.S. is the one that gave Iran its nuclear reactor to begin with, which was for medical uses. Anyway, we'll be right back here after the bottom of the hour break. 1-800-313-9443. Call in.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I forgot to mention something here when I was talking about those cattle. A friend of mine always comments about how he likes to eat grass-fed beef, and he showed me a package once of the farm that it was raised on. And so I did some research on that farm. And yes, the cattle are raised on grass-fed beef, except they admit in there that the grass is all GMO. And of course, the massive vaccines for diseases that they pump these cattle through. Remember that Fox news story years ago? I think it was Fox or was it NBC or MSNBC, where those two reporters tried to expose that the cancer problems, and they actually got fired over it. They lost their court cases too. Anyway, so now on to the rest of the show here. Again, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. I had left some extra time tonight, hoping I had some call-ins there. But anyway, right now, Lindsey Graham is on Twitter, again, like other people, talking about those poor Kurds. The U.S. has abandoned them by Donald Trump pulling their troops out, keeping one of his promises, of course. And Turkey has been fighting with the Kurds for years. And remember, the U.S. didn't have that empathy for them when Saddam used the gas from the CIA to gas the Kurds and the Iranians, which back then at that time, Henry Kissinger said, I hope they kill each other anyway. But now we have Pat Robertson and Pastor Hagee's views on the U.S.'s illegally invaded and occupation of Syria, to which I mentioned President Trump has gladly said he'll finally pull the troops out. Remember, they staged an event last time to keep the troops there. The same thing they do up in Afghanistan. Whenever the U.S. is going to pull out, suddenly there's a big bombing of some sort and the U.S. stays. I mean, if you can't see the writing on the wall on this one. But anyway, so I have a video here. It's only a minute 17, so it's of Pat Robertson. And he's talking about those poor Kurdish, actually terrorists, because again, like I say, Turkey's been fighting these guys for years, and the only thing that's kept them between each other is Syria, and now they may join forces with Syria. But anyway, Kenneth, would you play clip number 4 then?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say right now, I am absolutely appalled that the United States is going to betray those democratic forces in northern Syria, that we possibly going to allow the Turkish to come in against the Kurds. That Erdogan is a thug. He has taken control of his country as a dictator. He is a strong leader, and to say he's an ally of America is nonsense. He is in for himself. And the president who allowed Khashoggi to be cut in pieces without any repercussions whatsoever is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks. And I believe, and I want to say this with great solemnity, the president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
Were the stars and stripes...
You know, I don't know how people can listen to jerks like that. But anyway, where was Pat Robertson's voice when Turkey, as a NATO member, and you can read up on this, where NATO admits that Turkey is the one that actually formulated ISIS, with the help of the United States, of course, and the 550,000 deaths over in Syria. And remember that Syria's population demographically is 10% Christian. Where was Pat's voice there? If you can't understand what these rotten clergy, I guess the only way to say that is what my mom used to always quote me about, you shall know them by their fruits. And this guy is more of a fruit and nut together, but... where's his strong Christian values? And I'm sure that Christ, whom they allege to follow, would not advocate bombing Iran, but they do, or calling terrorists in Kurdistan up there democracies. I mean, for God's sakes, you know. That they all work with the U.S. on behalf of the benefits for Israel, and this has all been established, to wage a war in Syria, where members from over 50 countries waged war upon Syria. And this is what, if you Anyone can go to Google Images and Google an image of Raqqa, Syria. That's R-A-Q-Q-A, Raqqa, Syria, and see the destruction on Syria. And this was all done in your names. They look no different than the bombings photos of those in Dresden, Germany, and other 49 cities. A friend of ours just passed away up in Libya up there. Got an email. So then on top of all that is Donald Trump talking about ISIS members returning to their home countries of origin. And he admitted there's some Americans in there. And, you know, I listened to that video two times and I thought, is he? Yeah, he is. He's advocating for those countries to take those terrorists back that were fighting against Bashar al-Assad, Syria over there, who was legally and democratically elected and monitored by so many different countries, 36 or something like that countries. But, I mean, they want these ISIS members to assimilate back into their own communities, which again shows you how totally, or what a total lie that entire story was about ISIS. Again, these fighters, ISIS, were members from 50 different countries, and this has all been well documented, that went into Syria and lost. So, that blows the narrative. Anyway, I got some other news here. This week, a CNN insider will blow the whistle through the Project Veritas and release dozens of recordings made for officials at the highest levels of CNN, revealing a political agenda, bias, and misconduct hidden from the public view. This series of tapes, which we think will be the biggest story of the year for Project Veritas, blends two extraordinary series of events. A brave insider secretly recording this recordings at work, and a hard-hitting piece of hidden camera muckraking there into one of the supposed most trusted names in news. I'm sure that this will backfire in some way, because it's one thing to record someone in public, but it's another thing to record someone in private, which would be in violation of some kind of statute or something like that as far as a company policy or whatever like that. But they can record you, like Walmart and stuff. 1,000 cameras aimed on you, yet they can't identify, or as like John Stadtmiller would say, why a shooter would go into Walmart wearing safety goggles and earphone headphones here so he didn't hear the blast. Knowing he's going to die? What was it? He didn't want to hear the bullet that was going to come in to hit him? But anyone who reads, for that matter, or watches the news in which ever venue it appears, should know that free speech zones, the censorship on all platforms, this labor reforms, union busting, gun rights, vaccine use, which is forced, and these are just name a few on the part of this administrated martial laws that are being invoked upon America and around the world. Look at France's yellow vest and such. I laugh at Hong Kong. When you see these protesters in Hong Kong, which is mainly only in the news for a PR clip there, because they're waving their American flags, they're singing the U.S. national anthem, they're crying for democracy, and that's just like all the illegals coming in this country. It's so that they too, like the millions of other Americans, can live in tent cities, crap on the streets, and share that wonderful democracy that we have here, that the corporations won't allow you to have anything for. Anyway, again, we're back to the same here. This is like our checkpoints that you see. There's a lot of videos out there of these U.S. citizens passing through these border checkpoints that are established well within the U.S. border, 70-some-odd miles, and you're stopped and asked for your oral proof of citizenship. You have to say you're a U.S. citizen. And, of course, that's why the border is actually open and thousands are flooding into this country. And, yes, Donald Trump, I will admit, is trying to do something there. But the best thing would be to do is that if they're illegally in Syria and stuff, why don't they go down there across the Mexican border there and put those troops there from those 800-some bases there and stop this flood of migrants into here? But again, we're back to the same scenario here where Donald Trump said corporations need immigrants. And of course, he just wants to make it legal, which is fine. Back to the wall, they didn't have no problem with the Mongolians. But anyway, we're in a system now where those like you and I, if you're old enough, you have paid into this system for decades with our taxes. And those in the GOP that always want to slash what they were known as Lou Dobbs said, were these entitlement programs. And usually this is to fund their illegal wars and corporate socialism. If they really, I remember when the DARE program came out in 1983, that was during the Bush era. If there had been a war on drugs, they would have locked up George H.W. Bush for all of his Zapata oil and stuff, where they used to bring in the oil, the drugs to his oil rigs, and then they could come back into shore there and not be molested by any border patrol and stuff, bringing them back in with the crews. This has all been confirmed. The close connection between the U.S. government and the financial sector through the operations of the Federal Reserve is perhaps well understood, but less understood is how corporate socialism has been operating less blatantly by the government over the decades. And if you don't think this is an issue, look up corporate socialism and see how people that are millionaires, can actually qualify for food stamps, other welfare type things, because there's all these clauses written into them. And of course, remember, who's helping these politicians write these laws? But when an American wants to, lawfully collect on something that they paid into, it's called an entitlement, and they're all leeches, you know. For example, nearly 6% of the GDP collected annually in indirect taxes comes substantially from import duties, which is why Trump wants to use these and such. But also it protects corporations from foreign competition at the expense of consumers. Again, as I mentioned, price goes up and they just label it off as inflation rates. American corporations can charge the consumers more than otherwise for their products, an outcome which would be contrary to advice from this neoclassical economics there. But this is all known as free trade. Any of the above is then passed on to the consumer at higher prices or inflation, as mentioned. Remember here, a couple of weeks ago, they announced this repo by the Fed. And this was the injecting of $75 billion a day to keep the markets afloat, which was supposed to end 3 days ago on the 10th. It was announced now that this repo program will now continue till January. We're talking of trillions of dollars. This is another massive bailout, which will all be put down as what I call odious debt. It's not nothing we the people are paying for as a service and stuff, but it's sure making these corporations fat. I look at all the horror stories of those trying to refinance their home stuff. They have no access to any funding right now. They can even have good credit. The banks aren't loaning to the civilian population, but they are allowing these corporations to borrow at near zero interest loans to buy back stock options, which others are selling, because the market is skitty, you know. And of course, it's the Americans in debt. They can't finance their homes or vehicles, the student loans. Remember, I read an article here a couple of weeks ago about 7 million American vehicle owners are 3 months behind in their payments. You can look at the home foreclosures, all this. I mean, this is stuff they won't talk about in the news. They want to make it look like, oh, the stock market's up, jobs are growing, but they never tell you, like in the job markets, that it's all part-time, no benefits. And of course, what gets me is that most of the people today are living on credit cards, and most of them today are anywhere from, I'll say, 12 to 21%. And then they have, even me, I get inundated with these credit card loans to pay off your credit cards. I was showing my daughter one. I had put down here on my little form here 34%. I looked on the form here earlier tonight because we ran to the store and we checked the mail. One of them shows in small print that the interest rate on these loans that they're offering could be as high as 38%. They don't care about the people. And again, if those had access to, say, with equity in their home, wanted to refinance to, say, pay off those or get another car, they're not allowing it. So then the Americans are not buying vehicles. They're tapped out on their credit cards. And then the sad part is those who do actually get those loans, what they would do is they would pay those credit cards off and then realize, hey, my credit card's empty. I can go buy something again. Of course, these corporations have bled this country dry, and now they're moving on to their next victims. You can read how the IMF is getting ready to move to China. There's no money here anymore. This is also why it's important to live well within one's means. Steve and Vinny had a good show on that that they did for filling in for Johnny today. But this is, you know, you're living within your means. It means it's a self-imposed austerity, and you don't need that latest cell phone, big screen TV, game box, or more. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Two old kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are those who'd like to change the way I'm living. It seems they just don't like me the way I am. Tomorrow I may live the way they're thinking. Oh, but tonight I just don't give a damn.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. Run out of time here. Oh, I got Ken out here. Ken, go ahead, young man. How's things in New York tonight?
Pretty good. We're not being sprayed tonight, so we have a clear sky. You said that the IMF is moving to China?
Yeah, Google it.
Wow. Well, what do you think is going to happen to them when they start screwing around with the Chinese government and practicing the kind of usury they do over here? I think they're going to end up getting their organs stripped out.
Well, Ken, you got to remember. Well, you got to remember, Ken, that China operates under capitalism, except it's reverse capitalism. Remember, China builds massive bridges, highways, high-speed rail system, and that benefits the people. Corporations don't like that. They want a stripped-out economy where people live in austerity, their form of austerity, infrastructure collapsing, and this is how they control people. But China, you know, like I say, this whole thing on communism, I mean, this has been used as a fence. I clear back to the Truman days, like I said, 1947, when the NSC 68 doctrine came out. They have to have an enemy, whether it's Soviets, communists, or something like that. And then look at those are the ones destroying this country. It's your politicians.
But
free market capitalism.
They are going to practice this on the government. I don't think the government's going to like that. They're not going to be able to get away with over there what they do over here.
No, I was talking to a friend of mine named Mark over in Russia, and he was going to invest. Yeah, well, my friend Mark over in Russia was going, actually he's in Ukraine, but he was going to invest in China, but they had a rule there that the state would own everything. And then he did some research after I talked to him. He says, I guess they are opening it up. So, yeah, anyway, RT's got it. IMF may soon be moving to China. This is a quote from Christine Lagarde, IMF. The Zionist Report has a story on it. The U.S. falling behind. IMF may soon move to China. I mean, it's all out there.
Good. Let them go.
Well, maybe they might reinvigorate this. Yeah, well, maybe they might reinvigorate this country and get rid of the Federal Reserve and put us back on the gold standard and actually do something with this country for once.
Maybe they'll move over with them.
Anyway, sounds good, Kenneth. Good to hear from you over there, okay? Yeah.
Good night.
My best to you, okay? All right, I'm going to read off another little thing here. And again, like I mentioned, this repo thing is for stock. These corporations are allowing the buybacks of their stocks. This is just like it preceded 1929's collapse, if you know anything about history. The corporations have bled this country dry and are now moving to the next victims, like I mentioned. I laugh when I see these sales signs that says that, you know, the price is slashed by up to 50% or even 75%. And I think if they can slash prices down that low now, then why didn't they just offer those prices at the then, you know? And then to think of those people that put those, you know, those the cost before on these high interest credit cards, you know, they're just bleeding this country dry. That's why also Americans can't afford these new cars. Why GE doesn't want to pay that $60 an hour wage? Well, why do that when you can pay a foreign worker $10 a day to do it to $60 an hour? Plus, as I mentioned last week, where safety violations exist, they pollute the soil, the air. It's all less restricted there than they can operate here in America. And sadly, to obtain jobs in those countries, they are willing to poison their own population to bring jobs in the country. Anyway, with that, thanks for everyone in the chat room, those listening, and tune in next week. Thank Kenneth in the control room. Be kind to your puppies because they're loyal, and you can pet your kitties for me. And have a nice one. Stay tuned for Robert on his show right next, coming up here. And have a good evening, and thanks for tuning in. And support RBN if you can. And if you want to throw some support, my dogsareloyalones.com. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived.
There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.